you guys have, much like everybody, I think, has a big plans for the 4th of July, but extra special this year, that'll be the 250th.
That's right. So in the town of Clover, for the past, this will be our third year. So the past 2 years, we have done a 5K and a decorative golf cart parade in the morning of the 4th. So it's kind of nice to kick off our morning,
yes,
where a lot of other municipalities in our county do the evening. We kick it off in the morning. So we will do a fun run at 8 a.m., a 5K at 8:30 a.m., and a decorative golf cart parade at 10 a.m. That's what we've done for the past 2 years. This year, with it being a big year for all of us in our country, we are doing a concert from 11 to 2. So we will have, it's all at New Center Park. So we'll have a concert, food trucks, inflatables, the splash pad will be on. So just a birthday party for America, just a fun day to come out, kick the morning off with something fun, and then hang out at the park and enjoy live music and just hanging out.
For the 5K and the golf cart parade, do you have to register in advance?
The 5K, yes. Well, we'll do registration day of as well, but okay, pre-registration is preferred, and it is still open. The golf cart parade, same thing. Pre-registration is preferred, but not required. So if you wake up Saturday morning and are feeling excited about running a 5K or a golf cart parade, you can come register at the park.
Okay. How crazy do these golf cart decorations
look? Oh, my gosh. Well, last year we had the winning cart had like an inflatable on top of the cart. We had someone dressed up as the Statue of Liberty on the cart. So lots of fun music, lots of fun things on the cart. Some of them get there an hour early to tape and zip tie and all kind of stuff. So it is really fun. People dress up, obviously, in their best red, white, and blue, and then put the tackiest and cutest and prettiest decorations they can on their cart. We will give out cash for first, second, and third prizes. So there is a little bit
cash prize.
Yeah, a little bit of excitement for those who do go all out on their golf cart.
And when, so remind us again the times and location, what people need to do to sign up for both of those on Saturday, or in, and how do we do it in advance?
So the easiest way in advance, if you want to do it, is just to check out the Town of Clover Facebook page, okay, or the town website has the information. So we'll do a fun run at 8 a.m. Anyone's welcome to do the fun run. Obviously, it's more geared towards children, but anyone is welcome to. A 5K, the 5K will be at 8:30, and then the golf cart parade will be at 10 a.m., and that's all at New Center Park. So you can pre-register, or you can come to New Center Park Saturday morning and sign up. And then, like I said, after that, you can hang out until 2 o'clock for lots of fun things that will be going on.
Well, after the 4th of July, Food Truck Thursday continues.
Yes. So our next Food Truck Thursday will be on Thursday, July 9th. The band this coming up time will be 60-something band. It is a band that Ron Wright is in, who, if you're from Clover, yeah, a lot of people know Ron. He was in the Clover School District for a long time. But so it's a band that he's a part of. So it will be 60, mostly 60s music. So we'll have food trucks, inflatables, the splash pad. So that is also at New Center Park. So that's on July 9th from 6:30 to 9 p.m.
And how many more Food Truck Thursdays do we have this year?
We do through September. Okay. So we have July, August, and September left, so three left. We've moved those to New Center Park this year, which has been fun. It just gives family a little bit more space to bring a blanket and sit on the, you know, the lawn area, the splash pad, the playground. So the change in venue this year is just kind of giving families a little bit more to do and a little bit more space just to be able to enjoy the evening.
Do we know the musical selections for August and September yet?
We do. I don't know them off the top of my head. So when I come back next month, I will let. That's right. That's right.
We know they're going to be good.
We know that they're scheduled and they're going to be good. That's right.
What else can we look forward to from the town of Clover for the remainder of the summer and into the fall?
So Gallery 120, the current exhibit that we have on display, is When Imagination Meets Creation. So it's okay, just a little bit of variety. Those are all local York County artists. That exhibit will close on July 16th. And then after that, we have an exciting exhibit. So the majority of the exhibits that the gallery does are, we just do an all call for artists. And normally we have anywhere between 30 and 40 artists exhibiting in the you know, whatever exhibit it is. The next one will be Johnny Wine, who is a York native artist. He taught in the Clover School District for a while. He has taught a good many of the York County artists. He is very influential in the art world of York County. So we're going to do a solo exhibit for Johnny Wine that will be July 23rd through August 6th. So it's a little bit of a shorter exhibit, but the evening that it opens on July 23rd, we will do an opening reception from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. So you can come check it out, meet him. The gallery is located at the Larne Building, which is right on Main Street in Clover. So that will be an exciting exhibit for the gallery to host Johnny Wine.
Absolutely, and a good way to kind of end the summer as people start their way back to school here. And believe it, I mean, it's tough to say it, but like school's starting back
a month. Oh my gosh, I know. Right? I mean, it's crazy.
Most school districts in York County go back on, I think it's August the 3rd. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, teachers will be going back in 4 weeks, teachers. In 4 weeks,
you don't want to tell them that. Yes.
Well, exciting stuff going on in the town of Clover, as always, Sam. We appreciate you being here with
us. Thank you.